The good news of Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Christ.
Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen. First, there was nothing, an emptiness. The only things to emerge from the tomb were loss and sadness. Darkness covered the whole earth, and the universe was seized in the choking grip of death. Oppression had permeated every corner of life. And hopelessness had found a home in fearful hearts. They thought they had found a Savior and were convinced their liberation was near, freedom just around the corner. Throughout his life, religious nationalists threatened and accused him, insisting that from their perspective, it is power and dominance that really matter. He loved them anyway. Defiled by demons that had taken possession of the weary, when families and doctors had given up on them as hopeless, where addiction and illness ravaged the human spirit, he loved them anyway. Those in power had sanctified bigotry towards women, bias towards the poor, locking down borders against those seeking refuge, dominating those who were different by keeping a knee on their backs. Such were the insurmountable odds stacked against the tide of liberation. He loved them anyway. Death was looking like the victor on this plain for young men who held many possessions, for little girls whose soldier dads would do anything to save them, for friends captured in the tomb for 4 days. In the thick atmosphere of mortality and loss and grief, he loved them anyway. Standing before the pretenders of earthly kingdoms and of crowds blinded by their own rage, grilled and beaten over what is truth and who is king, he loved them anyway. All was lost when they hung him on the wood. Not even love, it seemed, could save him now. soldiers vying for his clothing, those who taunted him, silenced him with vinegar. And he breathed his last. Darkness covered the whole earth again, and a spear was thrust into his side. For any who looked with their heart, love was still there. They tried to bury him. What they didn't know was he was a seed.